Hey guys, welcome to the Provokers Podcast, where we talk about things that you probably should too. Today I'm joined by...
Hey guys, it's Noah, or NoahDog54.
I'm John, or Demons Phoebans.
And I am your lovely host, Ethan, otherwise known as FlabsXZGaming on YouTube. It's been a week since we've last talked, verbally anyway. So how you guys been? Are you doing anything interesting?
Well, I almost died on Tuesday, but the Bengals are in the playoffs.
Ew. Just any sports related thing? Ew.
Yeah, I was tempted to bring up like something racing or MMA related, but I had a feeling you would just go...
See, racing I would be more okay with because I don't hear about racing constantly, whereas when it comes to football, I'm subjugated to football constantly, so like it's one of those things where I have less of a tolerance for that, but I have more tolerance for the racing thing.
Well, in other news, 2024 Formula One World Champion Max Verstappen claims his fourth world title. Holy shit.
Alright, for people that understood what he just said, great. John, what about you? You doing anything? And you almost die as well?
I have not almost died. I was subjected to Wawa's Pizza.
Oh no.
Wawa's Pizza? Like the...
Wawa. I get so many freaking ads about Wawa's Pizza. And you know what? The reason they have so many ads is because they can't rely on word of mouth because it's shit.
I was gonna say I don't think we have those near us, but maybe we do. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen one in the area though.
Yeah,
John. Yeah, we had that.
John, correct me if I'm wrong. Wawa is spelled W-A-W-A, right?
That's what it's said.
Okay, yeah, I know this franchise. I fucking hate it.
Is it a gas station? What is it? Is it supposed to be a store or a gas
station? It's like a convenience store, but like they're trying to branch out to have like, I guess, like you can, like almost fast food where you can get like a burger or you can get a pizza apparently.
Oh, wait a minute, I just realized. No, I've actually been inside one. So it was connected to a gas station. That's why I was thinking maybe it was a gas station. But there was just a gas station right on front. But no, so like I've been in one because on a road trip to the Outer Banks, the most recent one, we stopped in one, but we didn't eat anything. We were just going to the bathroom. But I was looking at their menu and I did see that they had burgers, they had pizza, they had other stuff. And the pictures just looked not that appetizing. Because even I forgot who asked me, but one of my grandparents asked me, like, oh, did you want anything? I'm like, no, this stuff does not look that good.
Yeah.
Like, just even, the, like, yeah, when your pictures are garbage, that's how you know it's not going to be good food.
Yeah. From what I've learned, don't eat Wawa or you get food poisoning.
I didn't get food poisoning. It just was kind of gross. You know?
I do want to try Buc-ee's because I've heard, like, they're actually good and they have actual good, like, stuff. They have, like, a pulled pork sandwich, which gas stations never have. So it's, like, it's also, like, they have the Buc-ee nuggets or whatever. It's, like, all these different things I've seen people try, and I'm like, that stuff looks really good. But I just never try them. Because obviously, those are really only down in the near the border.
Yeah, Buc-ee's is actually good. I've had it before. It's actually really good.
Yeah, as for me, my week has been frustrating, stressful. So all the fun stuff. That's why I'm happy we're here today. I'm just looking into... Well, I've been looking in college and stuff. I think I actually mentioned that last time. Briefly. For 2 seconds. But... I've been looking into it. I haven't made a final decision yet, because unfortunately they don't have, the schools I'm looking at don't have, like a video game design thing, which is what I'm actually going to be doing. They have graphic design, which I've already done as a secondary thing, but I could further progress it if I wanted to. They also have a writing major, which that I guess I need to look into because I don't know what that means, because writing is such a general term. That could be writing for blogs, writing for newspapers, writing for, like, whatever. Maybe it is just general. Maybe it's for all of those things. But, still looking into that. But I was also on the hunt for jobs and stuff. Because the job I currently have, if you've been following this podcast recently, I mentioned that I work now. But the job that I currently have is not providing enough. So I need to find a full-time thing and then maybe drop that or find another maybe part-time one that actually gives me consistent stuff and then... try and do the main job on the side. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens. But it's just been a bunch of stress floating around. So I'm not gonna lie to you. It's not been the greatest week. But like I said, I'm glad we're here today. So.
What, did you almost die last week too?
No, I didn't almost die. It's just been stressful and stuff.
Oh, okay. Is no one curious about the how I almost died on Tuesday?
No, I just assume you almost got ran over by a bus or something. Or someone offered you a laser tag opportunity, and your teeth were, like, grinning with excitement, and you kind of just, like, running into the darkness, you know what I mean? So there's a multitude of different ways you could have died. You almost died, but...
No. Neither of those are correct.
Nah, I'm always correct. What are you talking about?
You're not right.
Actually, both of them are.
Both of them are correct.
You're both incorrect.
Nah, I don't believe it.
Maybe it was paintball, you know? It was like he was given an opportunity to be a paintball thing, and so it was a laser tag this time.
Exactly. John, you're not the hopeful one, so do me a favor and fuck off and just shut the fuck up.
Okay? You swear? You know, I take away points for swearing, and you just swore twice in one sentence. Oh, so, right, like, you gotta, right. You know, just saying.
Let me correct my statement. Shut the frick up. Shove it up your kitty hole.
Kitty hole? He doesn't have one of those.
Yeah, no, I do not possess one.
That we know of.
I don't know. Directions unclear.
Directions unclear.
Directions unclear.
Directions unclear. Got hit by a bus.
Little Timmy's dad got run over by a reindeer.
Little Timmy's dad went out to do a drive-by and killed 5 children.
Jesus Christ.
It's a modification of the one from Minecraft with Friends. Anyway, people that don't know Minecraft with Friends will not get that reference, but in case you don't, go watch it. It's hilarious.
Yeah. More Little Timmy Dad's moments.
Yep, but, we can probably move right along into the headlines. You probably know what the headline already is because it's everywhere. But unfortunately, California is being faced with a pretty devastating fire.
California's on fire.
It's hard to... What?
That's the California is on fire again.
Yep. Unfortunately, the problem with nowadays, though, is there's a lot of quote-unquote videos that are going around that are AI-generated and people think they're real. Like, there's this one I saw of the Hollywood sign burning down. And I'm like, it looked a little weird. I'm like, okay, the fire's not really acting like it would be if that was actually real. So I looked into it, and it turns out it wasn't real. But still, even avoiding the misinformation and, like, the fake videos and stuff, there's still a lot of real videos out there that are showcasing what's going on. There's a lot of YouTube, like Colin and Samira. I haven't watched them that much, but I watched them interview MatPat and stuff. So they've interviewed a lot of popular YouTubers. They lost their house in the fire already. I think Rosanna Panzino. She was saying that her house is like in the danger zone. She hasn't. I haven't checked in to see if she's actually if she had to move or not. But regardless, even people that were not aware of. Are losing their homes and all this stuff, so just keep them in mind, and keep the first responders especially in mind because they are the ones trying to fight this monstrosity. Because it's a raging fire, it's still going. Hopefully they're able to contain it before it gets too bad, but I mean, it's already really bad, so we'll see what happens. But yeah, it just sucks to see that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't like as a state, I don't like California, but I obviously don't want them to burn to the ground. But I definitely don't want people to lose their homes. I think MatPat used to live in California, but I think he's now in North Carolina, so I think he's probably fine. But even still,
he's probably
what?
MatPat's probably thankful for that decision.
Well, they made that decision a long time ago because I mean, they I think made that decision purely because of the fires because their house almost got burned down. I think that was like 2015 or something, and. He had moved because of that. He's like, and also because I think he, can't remember if his wife was doing something that they needed to move for too. I think it was a couple of different reasons. I watched a live stream where he briefly explained it. He didn't go over everything, but it sounded like there was a multitude of different reasons they moved from California to North Carolina. I also assume that like housing was like money wise, it was probably a smarter decision because California is a super expensive state. So, regardless, though, it's sad to see all the destruction going on. But,
I'm glad I don't live in California.
Yeah, I'd never go to California. I shouldn't say never, because, like, if I have, like, a super job opportunity that's like, oh, yeah, we're going to pay you a million, like, you're moving up in the company, bro, you want $1 million to move to California? It's like, ah, well, you know, that's $1 million right there, you know, I might have to consider it. So, like, with a certain amount of money, I'd consider it. But, like, for free time, or, like, for like, a travel decision, I would never go to California. The farthest I would go west there is probably Arizona or Nevada or something like that. That's probably the farthest I'd go. Unless I wanted to go to Seattle for some reason. I don't know why I'd do that. But
I don't know why anyone in their right mind would go to Seattle.
People like it. I mean, it's not a monument, but it's a Space Needle, right? So, like, I guess people go to visit that, but it's like, I mean, I can just go to Japan's tallest building. It's like, it's basically the same experience. You're really just doing it so you can see the view.
Right. Toronto has one as well.
Right.
I've been there.
Or Abu Dhabi.
Play another place that you go.
Exactly.
Like the Burj Khalifa in Abu Dhabi.
Sure.
Sure.
But anyway, we're going to move on to the Creator Showcase / Viewer Negator. The last time I read an email, so this time we're going to do just a normal Creator Showcase. This person, I'm actually very happy to... they're more powerful than I thought they were. But their name is Outdoor Boys. That's their YouTube name. And they create, obviously based on the name, you can probably guess, but they create a lot of outdoor content, but specifically the main guy in the video, I actually don't know his name. I've watched a lot of the videos and I don't think he's ever said his name. But he stays in Alaska. I don't know if he's like doing that for free or if he's like, if he's being paid to do that or whatever the situation is, but he stays in Alaska and he specifically stays in the forest like of Alaska, and those forest gets hammered with not only cold wind chills but also just snow in general. So what he does is he videotapes his experience and how he survives in these really harsh and cold climates. And it's really just fun to watch him kind of go through it. And we actually did a video on this. We did a episode about this. It was the one that Axel was in. We did outdoor survival strategy. We didn't focus on like surviving in Alaska, obviously, but we kind of briefly talked about how you survive in the wilderness, and that's exactly what he's doing. But he has the disadvantage of being in an extreme climate. And he's literally said that some nights, like when he sleeps like under the snow. So he'll make like a little cave out of snow. And he says that if he moves in some sort of way or something, that he would risk hitting the snow and then that could cause him to collapse. And if that does, he just said, yeah, that's it for me because no one's going to know I'm out here. So he's definitely, like, he's living a dangerous life, so to say. But either he finds it fun or he's paid to do this. I'm not so sure if he's, like, researching something. He's also been he's had very close calls with wolves and stuff. He does seem to bring like a gun with him, so if he needs to attack them, he can. But I've seen him shoot toward. He usually shoots towards them instead of at them. If he'll shoot at them, I'm sure if it's literally life or death. But he usually tries to scare them off first. Outdoor Boys. That is their name, and like I said, they have a lot of outdoor content. It's not just surviving in Alaska. They have like fishing content as well. So if you're interested in that, they have apparently visited some like islands that no one's inhabits. So you can kind of explore that as well. I prefer the ones in Alaska just because I love seeing that kind of content. But Outdoor Boys, you can check them out on YouTube. That's their name. They might be on other things, but I think they are on Facebook as well. From what we're looking at, although their Facebook name is Team Outdoor Boys. So. But for the 99% of you that watch videos on YouTube, Outdoor Boys will suffice. You'll find them there. But nice. you guys want to survive in the, I think that's how we should do, that's what should our next episode should be. We should all go to visit Alaska. We'll go in the Alaskan mountains and we'll film a video. We'll document our, findings. We'll document how freaking cold it is. And then we'll just try and survive a whole hour while recording a podcast episode. Think of the views that can come out of this.
Ethan, unless you pay me $10,000, I'm not doing it.
What if Mr. Beast paid you $10,000?
Hell no, I'll never do it if he pays me $10,000. I fucking hate that dude.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Even for $10,000, man. It's $10,000, take it.
I was gonna say there is an amount of money he could pay me to move, to not move there, but to like go there for like some sort of challenge or something. I'm thinking in the range of like 500,000 plus would be the the minimum.
Mr. Beast could not get me to.
It'd be like a sort of situation where like it'd be there's so many things that normally I'd be like, no, I'm not gonna do that. That's stupid or dangerous, or like I don't feel like doing that. But like almost anything, if the price is high enough, it'd be like almost stupid not to.
Right, exactly. That's
what like, if you pay me $1 billion to go live in Alaska for like a month, I'm like, count me in, you know.
Right, exactly.
John, I don't think you understand my disdain toward Mr. Beast. If he asked me to feed orphans, I wouldn't.
I feel like that's just your fault. Orphans, I was gonna say, that's just you being, that's your problem at that point.
You heard it here first, folks. Noah hates orphans.
Yeah. No. I hate Mr. Beast, not orphans.
If you're not feeding orphans, like, just because he's told you to, like, that seems like a little ridiculous.
Yeah, it's the orphans. Think of the orphans.
Think of the orphans. All right, let's leave this topic before Noah digs himself further. So today's topic is going to be interesting. It's less of a topic and more of a modification of a topic, and then we'll get into. It's going to sound complicated, but trust me, I know what I'm doing. I'm a professional. I have a degree in being awesome, so I know what I'm doing. So, Roleplay Rumble. You've already seen the title. You're probably curious as to what that is. You might have even read the description to get an insight of what's going on here. And you are a big brain if you have done that. But even because this is past Ethan talking, so before I've written the description, so I know sometimes I give you very clearly of what's going on in the episode. Sometimes it's vague, so I'm not totally sure. But in case you're curious, Roleplay Rumble, as a topic itself, it's separated from what we're actually going to be talking about. But Roleplay Rumble is, I have a wheel on my phone right now. I'm looking at it. It's a glorious wheel. And on this wheel are a bunch of stereotypical personality types, essentially. And what I mean by that is, I'm going to spin this wheel, and I'm going to pick a person. So let's say I pick John first. I'm going to spin the wheel. And whatever lands on that wheel, let's say it's a, let's see, what do I got here? I mean, I don't want to spoil it, is the problem. In case we do get it. Let's say it's like a, I don't know what's stereotypical. Like, I have something here, so it's hard to explain. Whatever John gets, he has to voice act that entire time. Otherwise, he loses points. So if he breaks character, you lose points. That's how this is gonna work. Let's say, okay, maybe someone will get this, maybe someone won't. There's a cowboy one on here. So if let's say I pick John and it lands on cowboy, John has to talk like a cowboy the entire time. And if he breaks character, he loses points. And both John and Noah start at a base of 100 points. So this is the first time this probably ever happened. They start with points and they can never gain points, but they can lose points. So similar to all other episodes though, whoever has the most points at the end still wins, but if they break character, that's how they lose points. So that's what's going to be happening here. We're going to be testing your guys' improv skills as well as your, I would say, voice acting on a minimal degree. So that's the game, essentially. But obviously, that's not a topic to talk about the entire time of the episode. Are you interrupting the host, Noah?
No, I would just like to say real quick, John, you're going to have a very swift victory here because I don't think I'm going to be able to do this at all.
It just sounds like a good situation to me.
That's just negative thinking, and you know what? Just get good.
Yep. But obviously, as I was saying, so that's obviously not a topic we can just talk about. This has nothing to do with anything, right? So I have chosen a second topic that's actually going to be what we're going to be talking about. And I'll get into that in a second. But I already kind of know what it is. Cause it's one of these things that's like, it wouldn't make a good title anyway. So it's probably good to just kind of get it out of the way. So we're going to spin the wheel. We're going to do John first. I'm very curious. There's a lot of funny things on here that I would love for John to voice act, so we'll see what happens. So the wheel is spinning, and let's see what it gets. All right, let's see. It's slowing down. There's no way it actually is the thing I recommend. Okay. Sure. All right, it's listening to me, I guess, which we knew was happening anyway. So, John, you got Old Western Cowboy. So that is what you must voice act the entire time. And if you lose, if you break character, you lose points. So remember, this is starting now. As soon as I tell you what you are, it starts immediately. So you must talk like an Old Western Cowboy the entire episode. Noah, it is time for you, my friend. So let's spin this, see what Noah gets. There's a couple of these on here that I feel like Noah just wouldn't even know what it is, and we're about to get one of them. Yeah, I don't know if he does know what this is. So you're... yes! Oh, it changed at the last second! Okay, I was about to be like a pioneer voice, like a Caribbean voice. But no, so what you got is overconfident tsundere. Do you know what that is?
No!
So
overconfident what?
So tsunderes are... It's the Japanese term for like people that... I'm gonna see if I get this right. I know what they are, but like they're essentially people that like... They act cool around others, but like internally they're insecure about stuff. It's like, so essentially what that means is like, so they're, you know the stupid like baka things or whatever, they're the ones that say that stuff.
So they're like people that are really overconfident, but on the inside they're actually very insecure about like small things.
Yeah, so the way I would describe it like is like, so have you heard people talk like, probably not in real life, but have you heard people talk like in animes or in shows like, oh, I could have done this myself, you idiot, or whatever. It's like that kind of stuff. Like they're degrading, and they're like on the outside they're degrading, and they're angry to cover up their own insecurity. I think that's the best possible way to describe that.
Okay.
So that's.
I don't know. I'm doing this.
So you try your best. That's you know, like I'm not gonna judge you based on how good or bad your impression is, but you have to stay in character at the very least. So that's what's going on here. So that is starting now for Noah as well. Now, I could just have these two be goofballs the entire time, but I'm gonna spin the wheel as well. I'm gonna take part in my own thing. So we're gonna see what I get. There's one thing on here I don't want at all, because I cannot do it. It's like a Morgan Freeman thing. I am not Morgan Freeman, so I cannot do that. But we're gonna see what I get. Okay, I think I can do this one pretty well. I got a sassy AI assistant. So it's kind of like GLaDOS. For people that know GLaDOS, that's kind of like what that is. So I think I can do that pretty well. John, your machine sucks ass. What kind of idiot build a duck when they can build a tank? This is pretty simple. I just gotta channel my inner GLaDOS. That's all I gotta do there. Now, obviously, I can break character anytime I want because I'm not getting points. So I'm gonna choose to do that. But in times of when I want to do it, I will do it. But John and Noah need to stay in character the entire time. Obviously laughing. You don't have to laugh as a cowboy or laugh as a swimmer, obviously, but like when you're talking normally, that's when you gotta be in character. Now as for the actual topic, so we know all of our roles. So just to run you down it, John's a old Western cowboy, Noah is an overconfident tsundere, and I am a sassy AI assistant. So that is the roles we're playing. But in terms of the actual like topic that we're gonna be talking about throughout this episode, I have chosen that we're going to be talking about, let me find it, dumbest ways to get fired. Yep, that's the one. That's what I was looking at. So we're going to think of all the creative ways you can get yourself fired, in the dumbest of ways. Now these can be realistic or unrealistic, doesn't really matter. Like you can say, oh, well, you know, you could pull out an RPG for work and, you know, that could get you fired. So it doesn't exactly matter, how far we take it because it's just a silly topic in general. Yeah, so that's what we're going to be doing. So, John, you've been quiet over there, probably to avoid losing points and trying to get in character, but we gotta hear from you. So, what's a really stupid way to get fired?
Well, you know, I got one of these stories on top of my mind as they was mentioning it. see, one day I was walking to work. This actually happened to me. I walked to work and was like, you know what? I'm gonna bring my guns because why not? I walk into the bar. That's where I worked at the time, you see. And my boss was like, "Bro, you can't have your guns here." And I was like, "Well, what do you mean? That's part of my character. That's part of my person. You gotta take a personality away from me. That's ridiculous." And so I shot him.
Okay. So murder is the first where we're starting. Great.
Jesus Christ. All right.
That's great. All right. Well, Noah, as an overconfident tsundere yourself, what's the best way to get fired? Or what's the dumbest way to get fired?
Well, I would say one of the dumbest ways I have personally been fired. I went to go make soup. I was making soup. I was in the kitchen and work. Making my soup, I added spring onion, ramen noodle, chicken broth, and then I forgot, for whatever reason, I had gun on me, so I took a magazine out of gun, bit the bullet out of the cartridge, poured the gunpowder in my soup. Sat down, ate my soup. Gunpowder noodle soup.
Now let me get this straight. You put gunpowder in your soup. Now, I mean, I just told you how I shot a guy. And, like, even I would do that.
Even yes, I wouldn't do that.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just very curious, Noah. So, like, you sounded like you were first like a robot, and then you were then like, I don't even know what like the second one was, and then you finally turned into sort of like the actual what you're supposed to be. So what I think the best way actually this kind of role can fit you a little bit, Noah, because they're aggressive. So you're sounding kind of calm and stuff, but you got to be more aggressive with your words. You got to talk like, well, I put gunpowder in this stupid thing because he's terrible at his job. Something like that.
So I ripped out my gun and shoved it in the bowl.
Yeah, see, that's closer than what it was before. We gotta put some energy into it. But anyway. So, yeah, dumb way to get fired. Let's see. I gotta first of all think of what, like, a dumb way to get fired. Like, these guys went for unrealistic, so I'm gonna balance it by doing, like, a realistic one.
Well, you see, if you have a four-click certification, you can lie on your resume that you have a four-click certification. And when your boss tells you to do something, you don't have to do it. It's simple as that. You don't have to do anything he tells you to do. And by therefore, you can just ride around in the forklift in the warehouse. And that's fun, isn't it? And so, at that point, the boss comes in, he sees you on the forklift, he questions what you're doing there, and you tell him to screw off. And he fires you.
Man, what a shame that is.
I could have done that myself.
yeah, so that's pretty dumb way to get fired. You know, it's just lie on your resume saying, yeah, I have forklift certification. Don't you worry. You just ride around in a forklift forever. But there you go. Now, in case you guys are wondering, I guess I should have specified this. I kind of didn't want to just in case. But the reason I am going in and out of character is to tempt John and Noah into going out of character. Because again, if they go out of character, they lose points. So I want to hand it to Noah there both John and Noah have done this, with John talking to Noah and Noah, what he just said there. They both stayed in character. So they're doing really well so far. Yeah, cause like, if I go in and out of character, instinctively, they might be like, oh, yeah, this is just a normal episode again. And like, so they might slip back, into their normal voice. But we wanna see the funny. So John, what's another stupid way to get fired? Both unrealistic or realistic, whichever one you want to go with.
See, this happened to my buddy Pete. he's a special case. He's a little dumb. He don't really know what he's doing. He went to work one day, and his boss asked him to do something, like something pretty simple, like filing some stuff, I think. And he was like, I don't know how to file these papers. And his boss was like, yo, but like, that's part of your job. What have you been doing all this time? And Pete, my buddy Pete said, well, I've been not doing that. And then you look over, he got a huge stack, like 10 feet high, on his desk of all the papers he's supposed to be filing. And he got fired on the spot because he not been doing his job for like the whole time he was there.
All right, yeah, that's a pretty good way to get fired. All right, Noah, back to you. So what's another dumb way to get fired?
So one day I was at work in the department store, and for no particular reason, I was pissed off like usual. I go to my manager, I say, what are these hours? He's a bullshit. I only worked 2 days this week. I can afford ramen with that. He says to me, not my problem. Fuck off. So me, being me, I look him up and down. I see, he's a prick. I slap him across the face twice. Fired me on the spot.
Alright. Well, alright, great. Like, I just slap him across the face. Alright, so let's see. So another dumb way to get fired. Let's see. I'm trying to like, cause I mean, even that like can happen. Like Noah's thing isn't like super unrealistic. That can actually happen, and I'm pretty sure it has happened. Where people are like, yeah, I didn't get enough hours, and you just slap the shit out of them. But let's see. So another good way to get fired would be,
well, see, you take your boss's oatmeal and you shit, and then you don't tell him this, because then he'll be in for a rude awakening. And at that point, you hand them some cinnamon, you hand them all the things required, and then all you gotta do at that point is just sit back and watch the monster, watch the chaos happen. And the boss, of course, is gonna be pissed when he finds out, but you'll at least get paid time off. Do-do-do-do-do.
Alright, so that's the way to get fired. I feel like that's a that's a quick way to get fired. Like all these so far have been like super quick ways to get fired. Like no severance pay, no like none of this stuff. It's like you're literally getting fired on the spot. All that good stuff. So that's pretty good. It's pretty good. So John, we're back to you. We're probably gonna switch this up halfway through, I'm thinking, because as a listener, I'd probably get bored if it was just this over and over again. So we're probably gonna end up switching, actually. But John, what's another good way to get fired? Like dumbest way to get fired?
Yeah, well, you see, one way that you could get fired, and it's happened to me, not happened to me, but happened to my brother. He was riding his horse on his way to work, you know, as he knew, and he fell off. Right, he hurt his arm. Real shame what happened to him. But he was fine. He got to work that day, and he's like, "Man, I'm sorry, boss. I fell off my horse on the way to work." And his boss was like, "What are you doing riding a horse?" And like he didn't understand, you know, like these are fancy technology cars. Like he was like, "Nah, you gotta be riding a car. Why are you riding a horse to work?" And my brother was like, "What do you mean, boss? I ride a horse to work every day." And he's like, "Well, that's not just sustainable." And so what happened was he suggested to my brother that he get himself a car. And my brother wasn't too into that. And it caused some real, like, hostility in the workplace for a while there. And, like, it was a slow burner sort of thing. But that was the nail in the coffin that really got him fired. And he was sent home later that day.
Is this the same brother that stabbed you in your dream?
Now, I can't confirm that because I don't remember particularly.
I don't remember.
Jeez.
For Christmas, did your brother get you a picture of him stabbing you in your dream?
I think... this Christmas he didn't do that specifically. More as he suggested that I should do that. Like I should make it. And I'm like, I'm not gonna make a picture of you stabbing me in my dream. And he was asking me to do it myself. And I was like, listen, if you want to give me that for Christmas, I'll accept it, because you know it was the thought that counts. But I wasn't going to do it myself.
Because, see, I told you that if your brother did not go to my demands, I would have to sue him for vehicular manslaughter.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's going to... He wants to keep quiet on the lawsuit front because, you know, otherwise he could give away information, you know, about the case, and he's just trying to avoid that.
Ah, I see.
Oh my god.
Alright. So Noah, we're back to you. What's another dumb way to get fired?
One day, you see. Jeez. I came into work. I went to the bathroom. I open the stall and I see my boss. He's on the toilet. Doing his business. I walk away. I go into a stall next to him. Without any thought, I pull out a pipe meant for smoking opium. I don't know where I got this or where I stored it, but I load up the bowl, I smoke a little bit of opium, have a little quick trip, and my boss says to me, "Smells like opium. You're fired. We all have opium on this premises."
So here's how you get out of that. You say to your boss, "How do you know what opium smells like?" Boom. Checkmate.
Now, I'm questioning about that situation, really, is that your boss actually had no proof of opium? in the workplace? Because you were in the privacy of your own stall. Am I right about that?
Yes, yes, you will be right about that Southern accent, sir.
See, what you're saying, man, is that your boss, with no proof of you having opium in the bathroom, fired you on the spot, and I might be liable to sue that man for
right. So improper... I picked up what you're putting out. So then me, who just did the opium, go into my boss's stall, slap him across the face.
No, that's not exactly what I said, but you know what? You do what you want to do.
I like how you said me, in case we were curious. Okay.
I'm fucking great. Dead.
Great. All right. All right, so I think we're halfway through the episode.
Ethan, happy with this episode?
Oh, I'm very happy with this. So we're gonna switch it up. I'm gonna pick another topic. So we're doing like a multi-topic episode actually at this point. I mean, in all fairness, I'm getting rid of a lot of ones that I don't know if they would like 100% be a good like topic. So it's kind of good to just slide it under the rug. So I think I'm gonna pick. We're gonna talk about conspiracy theories now. How about we talk? We're gonna switch the topic to conspiracy theories. You still remember? You gotta stay in character the entire time, though. We're just switching. The topic itself is switching.
Me? Oh no! Do I have the same character?
I keep saying me. All right.
So a really good conspiracy theory, and by good I mean terrible, that people often somehow believe. I don't know what kind of idiot would believe this kind of garbage, but there's people out there that do. They believe that the moon landing was fake, and they believe that pictures were back in when they went to the moon. Photoshop must have existed for them because they believe it was altered somehow. And if the people never went to the moon, there must be aliens on it. We're not totally sure, but that's a different can of worms, really. And in actuality, we did go to the moon, people, so quit being stupid about it.
So, all right. So that's a conspiracy theory to talk about. But so, John, do you want to introduce us with another conspiracy theory?
Yeah, I'll tell you this is one that I never got my brain around was it was that the Earth is actually flat, and I hear so many people saying that, and I'm like, I got my cousin Eduardo. He works down at the docks, and he. He, like, always on those ships, going out to sea, and I see them, and I see that as he goes out further, you can see less and less of the ship, and that is, like, kind of evidence that it is not in fact flat, as well as this, this newfangled GPS stuff, you know, a lot of evidence towards the fact that it's actually more of a cube, more like a sphere, you know, sort of thing. And that's more what the Earth is really like. But I hear so many people saying this wild conspiracy theory stuff that the Earth is in fact flat when it in fact is not.
I'm gonna be honest with you. You sound like the type of person that would believe in that.
Now you see, I would. You said I've been going to school, you see, and they've been telling me all these things, and at first I didn't believe them, you know, as you say, I'm the kind of person to believe that sort of stuff, but as more and more evidence was put forth that it is, in fact, more spherical, then I was like, you know what, that makes sense.
Alright, perfect. Alright, well, Noah, what is, what's another good conspiracy theory that you know about?
Me. November 22nd, 1963. I was there in Dallas when the shot rang out across the world that struck JFK in the fucking head. I only know that the bullet chunk that JFK in the head because me. Shit. Me, the shooter, I was the one who pulled the trigger on JFK and made sure he was in the dog.
Wow. All right, that's not exactly where I thought that was going, but sure.
Jesus fucking Christ. All
right. Well, okay.
I, me, want different character.
No, you don't get to be a different character. You're stuck with it. You're stuck with it. Yeah,
character's so bad.
All right, it's fine. Okay.
So another good conspiracy theory that people, again, somehow believe is that there's must be some sort of higher power in the world that controls the government. These lizard people they keep talking about. I'm not exactly sure what they're talking about when they say lizard people, because I don't know if people actually know this, but lizard people don't actually exist. But they say that they're lizard people. Mark Zuckerberg has been classified as a lizard people, as they would say. And people just really need to get bigger brains. They're not really that smart. I mean, if they think lizard people are the ones controlling the world, they got bigger problems to worry about.
I, me, believe you.
Alright. But John, what's another good conspiracy theory?
Another good conspiracy theory out here. This one I feel like it's got some evidence, but I'm not fully convinced. That is that aliens up there in outer space, aliens, you see they actually built the pyramids up there in Egypt. I feel like that could be possible, as you know. Those pyramid structures, we got nothing like them, except all the other places we like them. you know, we got, they're just so pointy, you know. And, like, back in the day, when they didn't even have forklifts like we do now to be lifting all those stones up there on the pyramids. And, you know, I feel like those space aliens are very good, theory as you would say to as what how those came to be. The only question is I would have for those sorts of folks is why would the aliens care about building giant pyramids in Middle Egypt there over there and only there in Egypt? It just don't make sense.
Well, I was told that people believe that because they're hiding secrets in the pyramids.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. That adds up.
They're hiding the dinosaurs in there. They know where they still exist.
Right, they hide them away for like a secret invasion sort of thing where they just pop out of them pyramids and like the dinosaurs take over. I can see how that could be a possibility.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're planning to do. They're planning to unleash thousands of pterodactyls.
Yeah, I remember reading this book called Jurassic Park. The same sort of thing happened in that one. Yeah, the dinosaurs took over the world, I think. I don't know, I didn't really finish that book. I'm not too good at reading.
I'm not too good at reading.
Me, Southern Sir, I have a question.
Yeah, what's your question?
what year did this all take place?
Nah, what you mean, like, what year did this all take place? You talking about, the aliens?
Yes.
Well, I don't know exactly when the aliens put them pyramids there. It must have been some time ago, because, you know, it's before we got them fancy cameras and all that. So I gotta imagine it was in the early years.
Makes sense. All right, Noah, what's another good conspiracy theory?
Me was there in the Soviet Union in 19. Me was there in the Soviet Union in 1968 when the Russian sleep experiment took place. We put 5 fucking people in there and registered a noxious gas. You know the story by now. By day 15, that one motherfucker had gone and smeared shit over the window, so we couldn't see anything. For some reason, the Soviet Union sent me in there to deal with these fuckers. I went in there, and what I saw truly horrifies me to this day. These motherfuckers were eating themselves and each other. So I blew them away with my shotgun.
Yeah, I got a question here for you, my good friend. I ain't one to be calling people liars, you know. That could really ruin someone's reputation. But you said not only did you shoot JFK with them their sniper rifle, but you also took part in the Soviet Russia's Russian experiment, sleep experimentation. Is that true?
I, me, yes, can confirm.
Yeah, that just seems like kind of far-fetched to be in both those places for both those events in history.
I, me, also can confirm the Soviets had nukes.
Yeah, that makes sense.
How do you? I have a question for the weird guy that's talking weird over there. How do you know what nukes are when they were not in your time?
I took it upon myself to go on a quest and into the future. Where I went and fucked myself real good, and I found out the nukes exist.
Did you know that effing yourself is physically impossible?
Actually, no, you see, intelligent robotic piece of shit, it is not that hard. You simply take one hand, take out your...
But I think we can leave it there, up to them to make imaginations.
Did you know that 100% of the people listening to this want you to stop? Alright.
Another great conspiracy theory that people often talk about is Area 51. We've talked about aliens before, but we didn't talk about what was supposed to happen in September, back all those years ago, when people were about to raid Area 51 and figure out what they were hiding. Unfortunately, we did not figure out anything that they were hiding. But that means they're still hiding things. They tried to stop us. That means they're hiding something. If they didn't try to stop us, that would mean they weren't hiding anything to begin with. But because they tried to stop us, that must mean they're hiding something in there. Could it be aliens? Weapons? Weapons of mass destruction? The sun? It could be anything.
I see your point there. It could be really anything that is over there in Area 51. I had several relatives over there at the raid, and they told me that everyone was too chicken to actually go in there and actually walk it across the threshold, you see, because they had so many security over there that stopped them. And so obviously there is something in them, in that base there, that they don't want us seeing. And I am tempted to believe that it is in fact aliens, maybe even the same ones that built them pyramids.
Did you say... did you say pyramids or periods?
I did say pyramids. Sometimes my amps, they don't sound too solid.
The web recommends that you drink a more daily intake of water to correct this problem.
Yeah, I see the web would tell me to drink water, but, you know, I just be drinking the whiskey. I think that's got water in it, so I think it's fine.
Did you know that whiskey causes 73 deaths per year?
Yeah, that don't make no sense, because I got at least 71 friends who would be drinking whiskey on a daily basis. And they basically live it, so I think that might be some incorrect statistic.
Right. I thought AI, artificial intelligence Ethan, was going to say, did you know whiskey causes erectile dysfunction?
Now that one I might be able to believe.
Okay, alright. We're gonna stop before we dig ourselves further in this hole. So, Noah, what's another good conspiracy theory?
Me was there in Area 69, the one area that is more secretive than Area 51. I was in there. We had experiments where I decided to go fuck some aliens.
Interesting.
So, needless to say, I fucked up aliens, and then I shot him.
That seems like a crime in many different states.
That does seem a little bit brutal, eh?
I says, you, this fucking cowboy.
Yep.
The whiskey-drinking cowboy.
911 is currently being dispatched.
I don't believe you.
Nah, I think you've alluded to your various crimes you've done on this here podcast, and you know I will say you didn't commit any crimes here on the podcast. You you alluded to past crimes.
No. I have not committed any war crimes.
I didn't say no war crimes. I don't know where you get that idea.
I feel like if you have to tell us that you. I feel like if you have to tell us you haven't committed war crimes, it must mean that you have.
I mean, I committed war crime.
Wait, yeah, I hear you about my hearing what it used to be. Could you repeat that one?
I may or may not make meth.
But you literally just admitted to a crime.
I don't think that qualifies as a war crime, but that does sound like it is against them, their law. Who even cares about the law?
People are recommending that you have a duel to the death.
Hi, me, challenge cowboy, southern bitch, to a duel.
Nah, I ain't one to back down from a challenge, you know, when you hear someone just got to be a duel.
Your statistic of survival is 13%. Statistics of getting brutally murdered, 67%.
You gotta say one of us survives, one of us leaves, one of us dies. You know, that's how it works. Is two of us, one will leave.
My trap card prevents you from being able to do anything.
That don't make no sense. Do you even know how a duel takes place there, my good brother?
Me, pull out pistol, shoot you, shut the fuck up.
Did I just detect a swear word?
I'm sorry, I mean shut the frick up.
Deducting points. Anyway, let's see how we're doing on time. Yeah, it's probably a good stopping point for this one.
Thank God.
Now, you know what? You've changed my mind. Well, let's talk for another 20 minutes exactly like this.
Son of a bitch.
Swear word detected. Minusing points.
Don't care.
Well... Anyway, so it's probably good. The voices cannot be done until the episode comes to a close, or until the points are finalized.
I really want to stop this.
All right, but anyway, so there you go. That was just like last episode, because last episode we did the Build a Story Part 2, which was obviously really funny. This one was exceptionally funny as well. let's just get right to points. So, in terms of points, obviously, I was allowed to go in and out, so obviously it didn't matter for me. But for these guys, if they went in and out of character, they lost points. So we'll start with Noah. Noah, you went in and out of character a couple times, and so that means you are left with 84 points. So there you go. You got something to say?
No.
That's what I thought. And John, you have a point total of 99. So you only went out of character once.
Holy fuck.
John was really good. He only went out of character like once, and it was only for like a brief second. So it's fine. But still, that makes him the winner. So John, I feel like if since you're the winner, I feel like you should deliver your winner speech in the character you won as. So take it away.
It makes sense. I gotta say, you know, I gotta appreciate the duel that I may or may not be participating in with this here Noah Dog 54, but you know that might have had something to do with my win, as well as these topics. I had a lot to say, because you know me, I got so many relatives that they have so many life experiences about these sort of situations that we talked about here today. So I got to thank all of them for experiencing those things. Otherwise, I got no talk about it except that one time when I shot out my boss.
All right. Well, with that being said, Noah, you got a loser speech?
The surface loss. I didn't do that well. Let's face it, guys. I fucking lost. I didn't do that well with this shit. I don't know how to be an overconfident whatever the fuck it was called. Nope. I deserve this loss. John, great Southern Cowboy, you're doing it way better than I ever could. And I don't know. I want to break.
I feel like John did get like probably one of the best ones on the list here. There's only like six on the wheel. So we got three out of six of them, obviously. But you interrupted me? No?
I just have one question.
No.
Fuck.
Anyway, so, essentially, I think John got probably a really good role. I was kind of happy that he got the cowboy. I was trying to, like, when I was making the thing earlier, I was like, hey, you know what? Let's have a cowboy in there, because I feel like anyone can do a cowboy pretty, like, they can do a cowboy at the bare minimum level, but if they can do it really well, then good for them. I think John's voice range fits perfect for a cowboy. So that worked out pretty well. All he was missing was the cowboy hat. He's bald, so he's got to cover up it with something, but he's probably just got a beanie on or something, you know? So he didn't have the cowboy hat to go with the look, but it's fine, because this is a podcast, so it doesn't matter. I was pretty glad I got the sassy AI assistant. That was the one that was like, I was okay, pretty confident with. The other two, I would not really, or the other three, actually, I would not really have wanted. I mean, they would have been fine. I would have dealt with them, but, because, like, one was like a Morgan Freeman one, and I cannot for the life of me even attempt to do that one. So I'm glad I didn't get that one specifically, but, there's a Bob Ross on one here, too. That one might have been okay, because I would have just tried to insert something about trees everywhere, and so that could have worked, maybe.
Why Bob Ross?
Because it's Bob Ross.
I wouldn't have been able to pull off Bob fucking Ross.
You would or you wouldn't have?
I wouldn't have been able to.
That sucks, doesn't it?
I didn't have a voice for a lot of things, but Bob Ross is not one of them.
Well, you didn't get Bob Ross, did you?
No. I got whatever overconfident bullshit is.
I think Noah's a salty. He lost to the Cowboys. So anyway, that's going to do it. Actually, this reminds me, though, that Noah is on a losing streak again. And this hasn't happened since all the way back in season one. But Noah, I believe, is on an 8-episode losing streak at this point.
Yeah, I haven't won in quite some time.
So, yeah, we'll have to see if he can break free from his from this losing streak here. But with that being said, and while Noah is dying, thank you guys so much for listening. We hope to improve up your conversation, made you laugh along the way. You can find me over on YouTube at FlabbyDexyGaming. I've been really busy lately, so I honestly haven't been uploading. I probably should just upload a bunch of pre-recorded stuff, though. So I'll probably do be doing that, so when you're hearing this, I'm probably uploading a bunch of pre-recorded stuff. I've honestly just been super busy, so. But I'm definitely not streaming over on Twitch. You can still follow me over there if you want to. When I do eventually, when I get more stable in life, I'll probably worry about that. but right now, it's not a priority. You can find John on Twitch, though, at JeevansFeebans, as well as on YouTube. He streamed a couple times from this past week. I honestly didn't have time to tune into what he was doing, but he's probably playing some cool games, so go check him out over there. You can follow, and you'll be notified anytime he streams. And you can find Noah at NoahDog5434 over on Instagram for the three of you that use that. And then you can find him on... Well, you can also talk to us on the Provoker's official account. He's been starting that back up again, so in case you're curious. You'll be notified whenever any video drops, and we'll be sort of dropping some hints towards new things we're going to be doing. So whether that be, because for example, the Meet the Provokers thing, which still being worked on, by the way. Actually, maybe I should introduce a song in this one. That would make a lot of sense. Somewhere in here, you might have heard of it already, probably. So that was teased early over on Instagram. So the people that were on the podcast, you guys were told of it, but you didn't have any information. So if you want to get more information on that kind of stuff, join us over on the Provoker's official account. And, speaking of, Provoker's official stuff, we have a Patreon, so you can check us over on there. So we have the classic tiers, of course, but we also have, extended cut episodes. Now, extended cut episodes are kind of like mini little bonus episodes where there's really the host is there, but they don't matter. There's no winner loser, there's no point system, there's no nothing. It's just purely us talking about whatever the topic is. There's a game we played over there called Towers. It's really fun. There's a game over there called there's actually the original Wavelength over there, so that's why the one on the main feed is called Wavelength Remastered, because the original's over on the extended cuts. And so there's a lot of fun over there, so you can check it out. The first 5 are $3, that way you can kind of test the water, see if you like that kind of stuff over there. And then if you don't, great, you can move on, never look at it again. And if you do like them, you can keep getting the ones that are currently there. But yeah, that's going to do it. So thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time.
I, me, find this bullshit.